This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, I will tell you something, and I have to be honest about it. It is unfortunate that we live in a time of division. This is the reality. I come to you, talking to you about unity, about the importance of being one hand, about how important is it to be united. And then I go and I do something that divides the Muslims. We need diversity, but not division. We need unity. I started something helpful. You liked it. Instead of you competing me, let's complete one another. Let's complement one another. And unfortunately, this is not what's happening now. That's a sad reality. We need to come together. This is on the individual level. This is on the community level. This is even on countries level. We see some projects, some good projects, instead of trying. You see now in the West, JazakAllah khair, this is water. Okay. We see in the West, a small company that is successful. What happens? A big company immediately acquire that company and they pay good money. Why? Because they know it's not for their best interest to be two. They need to be one. We've seen many acquisitions happening and you all know some examples. While what happens on the Dawah sphere with Muslims organizations is something different. Like let's say there is good charitable organization helping the Rohingya, doing good job, they are able to reach them. Why would I come and I start another organization to also help the Rohingya? This is what we see. The money is divided, the effort is doubled, and the result is sometimes even less. Again, no one can say he is the only one who is holding the truth, or he's the only one who could do such a good job. No. Even at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we learned something beautiful, which is diversity. The Prophet ﷺ didn't do everything on his own. No. He dedicated and delegated the companions to do jobs on his behalf. So, what did Khalid radiallahu anhu do? Khalid was good at what? In jihad. But in other areas, Khalid radiallahu anhu was not even average, less than average. To the extent that some companions complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He keeps repeating the same surahs. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam blame him? No. That's what Khalid knows from the Quran. But when it comes to jihad, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sayfun sallatahu Allah." He is a sword from Allah. Imagine if Khalid left that. And he decided to become a scholar. Why? Because he sees that people are gathered around a scholar. No. Mu'adh radiallahu an, he was young. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'lamu ummati bil halali wal haram. The most knowledgeable in halal and haram. So, look at what you are good at. Oh, I don't even know what I'm good at. And that's actually a problem. Some people come sometimes and asking, what should I do? Immediately I ask back, what can you do? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You are now 20 plus years old and you still didn't figure out? Unfortunately, yes, some people, and it's okay, at least you realize where you are. The first step is to know where you are. So what are you good at? I don't know. What do you love? Think about something you love. I don't know. That's too much, but it could happen. How can you tell what do you love? What are the things that you constantly think about? Games, sports, video games, laptops, technology. That's what comes to mind, that's what you like. So think about something there that you could be good at. Don't look at someone who's doing something and try to copy him, because no matter how good you are, you will be second. Try to be unique. Again, I'm not asking for division, I'm asking for diversity. We need to help one another. So again, it is unfortunate that we come, we talk about unity, Muslims are weak, and the Prophet ﷺ warned us, yes, and then I go and I do exactly opposite to what I said that we should not be doing. That's what's happening. We need to be united.